Hey, Smash Heads, how you doing? This is You Know Who. It's going to be a fun one. This is going to be a fun episode of a fun podcast by a fun person. Today, I had the pleasure of going under anesthesia for the purpose of putting a cochlear implant inside my skull. It was a lot. I'm going to be doing a video series of it about it on my YouTube channel. But I'm currently on a jolly amount of really jolly drugs, and I feel pretty good. So I started listening to some black metal tonight, and I was like, this shit fucking rules. And here we are. I put together some songs for a podcast. So I started kind of working on this playlist a couple of weeks ago. It's been a bit. It's really centered around a couple of bands. It kind of morphed into something slightly different. But either way, whatever it is, it's going to fucking rule. You're going to like it. I very much promise. So without any further ado, I am super stoked to make you listen to these two songs. So this is going to be the introduction from the record and then the following track. It's kind of like one of those, like, you couldn't just have the intro and you couldn't just have the song alone. They have to be played in succession. So the band is called Perished, and they were from Norway, and God, I don't want to keep talking because this song is so fucking good. So I'm going to start this off with a three-pack. We're gonna go with the intro and then a couple other bands. We'll come back and we will just bathe in the glory of Blasphemy. Does that sound like a plan? Right. All right, so Perished from the album Kark. You're going to be looking this up. You're going to go buy this fucking album because it's so good. All right, Perished. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. So, man, shake it all off. That was a hell. That was a hellish little pack there. So, let me get my clicks together. Okay, so the first track was called Introduction, and then the second track is Immens Viventer from Kark. And dude, that's not just like a front-loaded thing. That album is absolutely fantastic. The band is fucking fantastic. They did two albums. I kind of go back and forth between which one is my favorite. I actually just got a copy of the reissue of their demo reissued on CD. I can't recall any of the details of it, but you can check out my next collection update if you want to find that out. But this band just really needs people's attention and support. They're so sadly forgotten, and man, so good. It's one of those, if you know, you know, you bands. But so the funny thing is they're from Norway, but I think they sound really, really, really Swedish. And so kind of the whole idea behind this episode is I wanted to play a bunch of Swedish bands in the, you know, amidst the Parish track to make them sound even more Swedish. So anyways, that second band was Blotminne from Porphyrogenesis. That is the lead off track, Greater Than Life. And what a ripper, man. So I am feeling of a multitude of minds currently. So this playlist was kind of thrown together haphazardly. And we'll see how the rest of this talking goes. But I'm having a good time already. The last band in that trio was Watain, a band that I try to put in a little bit of work to remind people that not all of their stuff was kind of washed out, kind of whatever stuff. I feel like Watain were a really, really great band up until a certain point. And honestly, I think I celebrate way more of their catalog than most people. I think they can kind of get a lot of the Culty McCulterson kind of guys can just be like, fuck them, just like your Dimmu Borgirs and whatever. But there was a time when these guys were one of the sickest, most venomous bands from Sweden. And, dude, have you ever seen them live? That is a fucking experience. I saw their first U.S. tour kickoff date in Chicago, and it was bloody as all hell. So, let's put to rest that little three-pack. Next, I'm blasting this off with a Canorous Quintet, a song from their Silence of the World Beyond. The Black Spiral is going to be this track. And then we're going to get into something that is kind of the secondary theme of this episode. We're going to be centering a little bit around Jens Rydén, who has mostly been known for the singer of Tyrfing, Tyrfing. I'm not sure how that's pronounced, so I always spell it just to make sure you know what I'm talking about. A lot of people love that band. I don't really have an opinion about that band, but Jens Rydén sings for them. But we're going to be playing some Jens Rydén stuff that isn't Tyrfing. So a track from Diabolical by Naglfar, which I've re-fallen in love with. Well, I never did fall in love with the first time around, but whatever. Diabolical rules. And then some Offermod. Sound good? I thought so. absolutely incredible stuff from a Canterous Quintet. What a killer band. What an unbelievable band. I don't go back to that band nearly as often as I'd like to. The Only Pure Hate is so fucking devastating. A lot of people don't know this. That band re-recorded that album for some reason in 2015. I don't know. I don't recall it ever being a bad sounding album. Maybe they just needed it to be out from under No Fashion's thumb so they could own the rights to it. Whatever. I don't know. So A Canterous Quintet, and then that was Naglfar with the Brimstone Gate. And that song and that album, and I'm kind of cultivating this era, this idea that Jens Rydén had some ideas that were kind of his own, and I'm kind of trying to illustrate some of those things. We'll get into some more of that later, but the Brimstone Gate just kind of has this more bombastic sort of theatrical sort of style to it in comparison to the rest of the Naglfar catalog. And I think that song just kind of really showcases that. And then the evilness of Offermod's debut, Mysterion Telanomalus or something like that. I don't know, some Latin stuff, I forget. So they recorded a 7-inch in 1997, and that was the second track, Chain to Redemption. That's correct. Somehow, I don't know, like this, the pain meds I'm on and the jelly juice that they gave me for my anesthetic is just making my brain work too well currently. But I've always loved that 7-inch, and they reissued it in 2004 with some bonus tracks that were recorded in 2003 and kind of made it into an EP, kind of made a 7-inch into an EP. Anyway, it's good stuff. I also really champion Offermod's debut full length. Yeah, Tiamtu. It's pretty different from that track. It's pretty different from the other Offermod stuff. It's a really unique sound, and I think it's kind of an acquired taste, and it can sound kind of cheesy, I think, at first. But if you really give it your attention, there's some super cool kind of, I don't know, like machinated sort of like bolt thrower-ish, kind of chuggy, repetitive, really simplistic kind of stuff. Kind of bordering on a death metal, but it still has a really sinister kind of vibe to it. Anyways, check out Offermod's Tiamtu if you're feeling frisky, which I currently maybe am. Yeah, so then we've got four more tracks. I'm going to go two, and then we're going to go two, and then I'm going to slap you on your ass and kick you out my house. So we're going to go with a two-pack from two of Jens Rydén's projects. I'm going to speak off the cuff here. I believe Profundi is a solo project, and I also am pretty sure Dead Silent Slumber is a solo project. Kind of reminds me of like Diabolical Masquerade in the way that he was able to pull off a lot of instrumentation, a lot of... I don't know. He had a lot of ambitious ideas, and I feel like he really did a great job of pulling them off super well. And both of these albums, Profundi, I think, is self-titled, if I'm not mistaken. Tell you what, today, you look it up. And Dead Silent Slumber came out in 2004, and I think Dead Silent Slumber was something around 2000 or something like that. And here, I think, I'm hearing kind of a experimentation with like working some Edge of Sanity, mid-era kind of Edge of Sanity kind of ideas into almost like Cradle of Filthy kind of black metal sort of way, but with tons and tons of Swedish harmonization. I think it's really interesting. I think both of these projects are killer. No one really knows about them. I think both of these albums are super out of print. So look into these if you like this at all. First track here is going to be Profundi with Split Tongued. And then the second track, Dead Silent Slumber, Smell the Incense. So yeah, there. I hope you get what I'm putting down. Are you picking it up? Right? It was fucking killer stuff, right? Jens Rydin was the man. I think a lot of people are pretty annoyed with his vocal style. I don't know. I guess I can see why people wouldn't like it, but I really appreciate his tone, I guess. Sometimes he can just be a little like too over the top. One of my biggest gripes with singers in general is when they're super verbose and they got to fit fucking 600 words into a 3-minute song, and it just distracts from the music super bad. And I don't like it. So, and he can kind of get into that territory for me, but I really do like the throaty tonality of his voice so much that I kind of don't mind that much. It's weird. I'm, you know, making myself a hypocrite on that opinion anyways. But like, really, I do think, Jens Rydin is a pretty accomplished singer. I do like what he did with Vitra, Diabolical, great stuff. I should probably go ahead and check out what he's been doing with Thierfing for a while. If Viking metal isn't like incredible, like a band like Arstadir Lifsins is or something like that, I'm usually not gonna care that much. Or like Bathory, of course. I love Bathory. But yeah, like modern era Viking metal stuff really has to grab me by the gonads to get me going. Anyways, more Swedish stuff. This is a classic. This is out of print as far as I know. I would not be surprised if somebody like Soul Seller or maybe even Peaceville picked this up in the next couple of years, because this thing absolutely cannot stay out of print. Matter of fact, I'm on the page right now. No, there is no other editions of this. So this is a No Fashion classic. Sounds phenomenal. So Noctis were a Swedish black metal band. However, this album was recorded in Sunlight Studios with Thomas Skogsberg. So it kind of winds up sounding a lot like Left Hand Path if they were doing something more of like a black metal kind of thing. So check this out. See if you think that is what you're getting out of this. I think it's a killer album. It's another one of those if you know kind of things. And something that just needs to be back in print. Come on. And so then I'm running out of steam here. So the last band on this, 18? On this episode 18 is going to be a band called Nefandus with Fire Be Thy Name. And that is from a album called, come on, brain, The Night Winds Carried Our Name. That's it. I did most of this episode without having to look up much of anything, because this is my bread and butter. This Swedish stuff is absolutely some of my favorite shit. So I talked too much in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please let me know what you thought of it. Hit me up on the socials, bensmasher@gmail.com, etc. And if you feel like throwing me a couple of bucks, by all means, hit me up on Patreon. There's a ton of exclusive content on there that you're not going to get anywhere else. And it's going to be worth your money. It's only $6.66. You can pay it for a month and then fuck off later if you want to. I don't care. You're a good friend for listening to the podcast. And as always, supporting metal. Keep it cool. Keep it evil.
Madonna.